Episode 427, June 17th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Breaking news, folks. Hot off the press. Presses? What's the word?
Hot off the presses.
Yeah. Joe, you have an update on your wedding band
I do have an update. Yes, I didn't know we were leading with that.
We have to.
So, well, remember, Robbie's like, you can't. Only soft gold or whatever.
Explain what happened.
I will. If you were listening to the very last episode, I looked in my wedding band and found a date from a prior marriage. I don't blame Uncle Mike, by the way. I don't blame him. Uncle Mike is who sold me Katie's engagement ring and then also sold me her wedding band. And then he gave me this ring for free, but he just had a bunch of rings.
You get what you pay for,
Joe. So I tried it on, and I go, I like this one. He goes, you can just have it. And then, when I was on my honeymoon, I was just looking at it one day, and I was like, what's this? And I look in there, and it's and also in chat, May 2nd, 2007 is in chat. That's also the date that's in my wedding ring. Of course, I was married May 31st, 2019. So a lot of scratches. But anyway, I called Mikey and Uncle Mike, and I go, hey, can you fix this? He goes, yeah, no problem. But then he started bitching. He's like, man, Katie got sick. I don't know if I know she was sick last week when we were talking about it on the show, but she actually had to be hospitalized.
Yeah,
she was
in the
hospital.
She's all good, though.
Now. She's good now. She was in the hospital from Tuesday to Thursday and was released, but she's fine. She had a infection that was taken care of. But anyway, Mikey's like, man, all these people got sick. We need to complain.
I'm like, because Mike's wife got sick.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, who do you want to complain to? He's like, and I'm not going to say the name of the
resort?
Not the resort. The resort.
Travel agent?
Right. The travel agency. And he's like, I just need the name of your travel agent. Okay.
What, is he pulling a Robbie?
Well, here's the thing. How do you go and say, hey, how dare you send me to the country I told you I wanted to go to? And then I got sick there. Why didn't you tell me not to go the place I wanted to go? Like, how could you possibly be upset with your travel agent? They didn't suggest anything. We asked about it.
Well, Katie got sick probably from the second place. So that's...
Who knows?
So how do you... Well, you can't... You're writing a Yelp on a country? I don't think
yes.
You can do that.
He drug you into it, too.
Oh, yeah.
So now he wants all the people...
Because of our bed bugs?
Yes.
Which has nothing to do with Mexico.
That's what I told him, yeah. Right? So, you know, now he wants to call and he wants to complain, and I want no part of it. Now, of course, before that, he goes, oh, I'll take care of it. He was going to take care of this mistake in my ring, but now I can't do anything about it because I don't want him pressuring me to get the name of the travel agent so he can then say, how dare you? Send me exactly where I asked to go. So that's...
Well, why don't he just... You give him the name and say, don't bring you into it.
Well, yeah, but...
They don't know. I mean, so they're probably recommending booking thousands of trips.
Fair enough. But if he called and said, hey, I have a complaint about somebody you sent to this country, they're going to be like, well, I don't care what you think. You didn't book through me.
Well, that's his problem to deal with.
Okay, whatever. I don't want... Katie doesn't want it, and neither do I. So I guess I'll just have to go to Things Remembered and get this fucking thing taken care of. But yeah.
Oh, so you don't? Okay, I understand. So now you're going to handle it yourself.
Well, I have no choice. I can't. You know, I don't.
Are you
going
to get the date on it? You're going to get something interesting.
Well, right now what I want to do is get this fucking May 2nd, 2017 off of here.
So you're doing two different things. This is two parts. Getting that removed and then later on you're going to add something or not?
Yeah, even think about that. If I can just get it removed, I can get something engraved at any point in time.
Can we have the Rob and Joe Show fans vote on what to be engraved?
Hey, inside of my ring, it'll say Rob and Joe Mexico.
It'll say, should have married Robbie.
Hey, I should save this, but when we got back from Mexico, our neighbors who we love gave us a present. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, I believe you opened it or something.
Gave us a cutting board.
No, I don't know about this.
It's downstairs, mm-hmm. And it says on it, Katie and Joe, May 31st, 2019, and in parentheses it says an Oscar too. Okay. So
nice. They got the date right and everything.
They gave us this thing. And by the way, these guys saved our lives. They're the best neighbors ever. They're fucking so nice. They watched our dog when our dog sitter got sick. They'd already been watching him, and then they're like, all right, well, we'll just keep doing it because the nut didn't get sick. Her dog died, so she had to. Wow. Right. So anyway, we get back. We got them a present. They go, hey, we got you a present. So here they are taking care of us and giving us presents, and they hand me the cutting board, and I go, it's kind of small, right? Okay.
What?
So I was just fucking around, and Katie wanted to fucking kill me. Okay. Now, this, you know when we called the neighbor about the kid?
This is a different neighbor or the same
neighbor? This is a different neighbor, okay. Right.
Are these the neighbors that I know?
Yeah, okay. Right. I mean, legitimately, they might be so nice that they might not say, but that might have been a line I actually crossed.
Well, yeah, I think.
Hold on, Robbie, I'm texting you the number because Katie's
going to. Are we doing it again?
Katie's going to shoot it down. Okay. Hold on. Hey, Katie! Let's just get this out of the way. Real quick, come on in here. What?
Oh, she's already yelling. I hear Katie
start
yelling
now. No. Calling.
Start dialing. What?
You're not calling.
She.
Here, get the
head. Are you calling them?
What?
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Hey.
Oh,
on.
My God.
No, okay. Oh, my God.
So this was the maddest.
I've never seen her more mad at me than when.
Oh, this marriage is off to a good start.
I was so angry.
So since you got married, you've been in the hospital and you've never been more mad at Joe.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, it might have had a little bit to do with the fact that
Good. I pray they don't pick up.
Please.
Your
pick
call
up.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Don't
do that, Rob. You're going to hang up.
Let me tell you something.
Did he officially hang up?
I don't remember a time in the last 2 years I've been so pissed off.
No, come on,
hang up.
Robbie, hang it up. I don't like this.
Press 2.
Hey, Robbie. That means that Robbie took the sound effect to make it sound like he was hanging up. That just happened.
I think that we're still on the line.
Robbie has a sound
effect.
That's
annoying. We'll call him back. It's like it's not the end of the world. It makes more sense if we actually talk to them.
Yeah, call him again, Robbie.
I don't remember a time I've been more mad. And people have heard us argue on here. Take that to 12 levels
she
up.
She wanted to kill me.
But you didn't say anything in front of them, did you?
I kind of did. I said, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, she definitely said that.
I said, don't fucking come near me right now.
These are your neighbors.
And my mom was there. My mom was like, new.
Did they pick up, Robbie?
I thought they did. Nobody said hello, though.
Nicole,
hello?
Devin, who did they call?
They hung up.
I had them call Devin.
Okay.
Well, they could, yeah.
Do it again. So
number
yeah, try
recognize.
One more time. And then, no. I didn't want to tell Katie this, but when I went over to pick up the package, I told him we'd be calling later,
gotcha.
But I had to set that up ahead of time because Katie would nix it. She wouldn't have allowed.
Why do you
it.
Do this? And you know it's going to piss me off.
Well, you start calming down around 9 o'clock, I think.
Devin.
Hey, Devin, it's
Devin,
Joe. How you doing?
Why did you answer?
Hold on. You're on the air.
All right.
Do we have a bad connection? I'm going to do my best. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. So.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So, first of all, you probably have no idea why I'm calling. I'm glad I'm talking to Devin.
No, we should be talking to Nicole.
No, because Nicole is too nice. Devin will tell the truth. You follow what I'm saying? Not that Devin's not nice, but Nicole is the nicer.
I got to lose.
Right. You agree that Nicole is the nicer of the two?
They're both elitely nice.
No, but Nicole is not. Devin will tell you the same thing.
I guess.
Okay. So, remember last Monday...
I just want to say, before we start, this is bullshit that we're doing this.
Last Monday, remember Nicole gave us that cutting board?
Right.
Okay. Do you remember what I said?
No.
You don't? Okay. So
oh,
I'm...
It should be bigger. It should have been bigger.
Yeah, right.
Tom, you're such a right. fucking dick!
Hold on. So did you guys know that I was kidding, or did that bother? Now, here's the thing. Before you answer...
Of course it didn't bother Devin.
Well, Devin's got a better shot.
Devin didn't order it.
But hold on. But Nicole, she seems like somebody who's so nice that she gets... You know what I mean? She's not going to be bothered...
No.
No?
Girls are different. If I gave somebody something that nice and somebody got it and said something like, oh, what, it couldn't be bigger or something like that.
Yeah, but she knows
me. I swear to God, I would be like, what a fucking asshole.
I agree with Katie here.
Well, hold on.
Not only did they watch our dog last minute, take care of him, I mean, went above and beyond. Not only, then they got us a gift, and then you shit on it immediately.
I know, but I was joking. Okay, hold on. So, Devin, when you heard that, did you guys get upset, or did you think that was funny, or were you indifferent?
I thought it was funny. Nicole took it hard, but I thought it was funny.
Yes! Yes!
Hold on. Did Nicole take it hard?
For a second, she had to think about it. Oh my God.
Seriously?
Put a bullet between your fucking eyes. Oh my God.
Man.
You don't even know, because you act the same way around everybody, and not everybody is like you. Some people just want to do nice things, and you don't know how to just be nice.
Oh, my God. Seriously? Oh,
all
okay.
you had to do was say, oh, my God, that is so...
But
you
it
didn't
was
have to
nice.
Do that. Thank
That's
you.
How
that
I
is
felt.
So sweet.
Maybe I'm not comfortable receiving gifts or letting nice things happen to me.
You're okay, well then just be uncomfortable.
Did you just twist
second.
That so that it didn't sound as bad? Are you fucking serious? You did it again.
Maybe Nicole can apologize to you for giving you a nice gift.
Hey Devin, can you ask Nicole to apologize to me for that? No, I'm just kidding.
I can put Nicole on.
No, actually no.
Not oh my God, no.
Not
Joe
that she
said
was,
the apology's too small.
Yeah, I need to apologize to Nicole, so go ahead.
You need to write her a letter. No. You need to write
I'm
her
not
a
writing
letter.
Her a letter.
You need to write her a letter.
You need to go out in front of your street and hold up a sign that says, I apologize to Nicole.
Get the bigger one.
Hold on, let Devin talk.
No, you don't get the... Don't you dare order the bigger one. Don't you dare. I'm going to make Joe order the biggest...
She's
no
better.
No. Shut up, Devin. No. God, and she's so nice. She's probably like, oh, I do feel... Good.
Okay, well, hold on. Yeah, put Nicole on so I can apologize.
Well, the best part of this...
You don't need to apologize, sir. She should apologize.
Shut up, Devin. Put her on.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Devin, in my defense, what are you really going to cut on that thing?
Joe, enough.
Katie's going to cut your dick off.
Oh, my God.
That'll easily fit on there.
Do you have a smaller one?
Yeah.
Does they have one of those little cheese
a four-inch one?
Hey, Devin, you don't have to worry about Nicole leaving you for Joe.
Yeah. If I'm in the house when you get home, there's nothing to worry about. She's probably like, yes, can you bring me back my cutting board, you ungrateful dick? Anyway, well, in that case, tell her I'm very, very sorry. I was clearly kidding. We
Why
love
don't
it.
You tell yourself, Joe?
I tried to. He said he said that I was right. It was too small. No, I'm kidding. Put her on real quick.
I can pass the door real quick. She's right here.
Okay, cool.
Hello?
Hey, Nicole, you're on the air, by the way.
Hey, Nicole.
I'm so sorry, Nicole.
So, it's me and Rob and Katie. So real quick, when I you know I was kidding about the cutting board. We love it. It's displayed prominently in our kitchen.
Nicole, it's been a point of contention between Joe and I since we've received it. We may get a divorce over this.
No, we're not going to get divorced.
That'll make her feel great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now how do you feel? You bought us a gift that ended our marriage. Now, anyway, we love you guys. I'm awkward. The only way I know how to relate to people is to joking around, so I probably shouldn't have said that.
Milk this one, Nicole. I'm going to need you to milk this one as long as possible.
You better.
It's really okay.
Well, we love it.
You know my response to you getting a small cutting board?
What's
that?
You
don't cook anyway, so you don't need a cutting board.
Thank you. First of all, that is true. A little bit of a shot at me, but that's okay.
No, I think she made
I
so.
Loved it. I loved it.
Hey, when's the last time Joe's used a cutting board?
It is proudly presented in my kitchen for everyone to see. And Joe has no idea how to be nice. He doesn't know how.
No, I love those guys. You know that. I say that all the time. Also, you are right that Katie doesn't cook very much. You're right about that. When you,
I
when
just
you say
fucking
that.
Made you dinner. You are so ungrateful.
Anyway, all right. Well, you guys are the best. Thank you so much. We love it. It's in our house, prominently displayed.
I didn't see
and
it.
And I definitely don't think it was too small. That was me trying to be hilarious.
Joe is staying in your guest room tonight, by the way.
Unsuccessfully. Yeah, can you make the bed for me? I'll be over shortly.
Thank you, guys.
Is Oscar coming, too?
Yes, Oscar, you come, too.
It's a good deal.
It's me, Oscar, and the cutting board.
There you go.
All right, guys.
See you guys.
All right, see you guys.
Robbie's where you hang out.
Robbie, that's where the end of the con. There you go. There you go. Yeah, you know, in this case, in my defense about that.
Hold on.
Wait. I was definitely wrong here. I will stand by the tree. I won't back down on the tree.
Do you have to put a cushion everywhere you talk?
But I definitely
just be wrong. Why are you comparing it to the tree?
I was wrong. I should not have said that. 100%. I shouldn't have said that the cutting board was too small.
I don't think you understand the problem here, Joe. Is it now every time something like this happens, Katie's just on eggshells. Oh my God, what is Joe going to say? Is he going to embarrass me?
There's only like one more neighbor.
They build.
Yeah, there's only one more neighbor left that he could potentially ruin the relationship.
Oh, who's that, Sandy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she brought us food the other day.
Hey, now she's terrified that a neighbor will do anything nice because of your reaction.
Speaking of doing anything, but you're right, Katie. I should not have said that. I was joking around. I love it.
But
a nice
do you agree
gift.
When I got mad, then you got mad at me for getting mad?
Oh, I don't think I got that mad, did I? Look, she's like, hey, she's going to walk out.
You're a year away from moving.
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah. We are.
I was kidding. I didn't know you.
Yeah, we are looking for a new house, but not because I pissed off all the neighbors.
I'm sure they won't miss you.
The neighbor that I pissed off about the kid, the neighbor I pissed off about the kid, he drove us to the airport at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, he's happy to get rid of you for a week.
Yeah, he's trying to unload us.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and maybe Katie will love Joe again. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
From Die Laughing Productions, the creative geniuses behind The Last Laugh and The Newly Dead Game, come their latest murder mystery spectacular, the new Killer Karaoke Murder Mystery.
Sing for your life. Sing for your life. Sing, sing, sing for your life.
There's going to be song, there's going to be dance, there's going to be laughs, and there's definitely going to be a murder. If you've got the chops to not only solve a mystery, but to possibly belt out a tune, you could be selected to come on stage and sing during Sing for Your Life. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, June 22nd at the Bright Box Theater in Winchester. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit dielaughingproductions.com.
Are you still there?
I am pissed. Sorry, did I step on that?
Yeah, I think that's another drop.
God.
Okay, we're all over the place. Anyway, fun here in the neighborhood here in, what town are we in? What's this called?
Millersville, but it's good because that happened early, so Katie won't be as mad at 8:30.
Yeah, it's like freaking Mr. Rogers' neighborhood over here. Everybody loves us.
All right, last week, speaking of Joe and Katie arguments, this was an argument, but the Jeff Goldblum A-list debate. I believe that, Robbie, you took it to Twitter and you tweeted to David Spade, who did not respond, but Mara Rheinstein responded, our movie critic.
What'd she say? No way, he's an A-lister.
She said no.
So, by the way,
and
Robbie,
J.L. Covan was also agreeing with Katie and I that no.
Well, that makes Katie want to start agreeing with me, but can I say that I hate that. Robbie, you need to, after this, give me the password to the Robin Joe Show fucking Twitter, because my own show just trolls me all day long.
Okay. You know, that was Rob.
Trolling me?
Well, the problem is I had two funny comments to make about it, but on my Twitter, they make no sense because they're out of context.
Oh, I gotcha.
So if I say them on our Twitter, they make perfect sense. So I posted, is Turtle from Entourage an A-list?
That was pretty funny.
Quote Joe Robinson, which I thought was quite hilarious.
It was. I liked it.
Right. And then I said, It's Father's Day at A-List Holiday. It's another one I thought was
Yeah,
funny.
That they were both pretty good. But I wonder if people get confused. They're like, isn't this Joe? But it's not. It's my own show shitting on me.
Right.
Yeah.
But you agree that I can't really... I mean, I can tweet that, but it resonates more if I just tweet it from our Rob and Joe show page.
You know, I have some Twitter news. First of all, you know, OJ's on Twitter now, which you should probably address.
That is crazy. Yeah, he's doing every tweet's like a video.
Yeah, I think he only has three. And
did you see who he's following?
Who is he following?
Yeah, I got to find it. It's pretty funny. There's also, by the way, a parody account. It's like it's exactly the same as him, but it's instead of a O and OJ, I think it's a zero or something. There's so one, but you can't tell the difference. Yeah.
So I actually had a tweet, and it was read today on 98 Rock, and it says, "Hey OJ, welcome to Twitter. Question: I got married last week. Any advice on how to best chop her head off?"
Yes.
And it's
strong.
Yeah, it's a
did
strong.
Did he respond?
He did not respond. But it did very well. I also tweeted, here's another thing.
So here's the fake one. The real OJ32, but I think it's a zero, not a... And a oh, it said, I killed my wife while I played football. And then it's just, Fortnite is gay. It's just ridiculous. I killed my wife. If my wife wasn't mysteriously murdered, she'd probably be wishing me happy Father's Day right now.
So
her vibes were so off, I fucking killed her. I mean, it's really horrible, right?
So
that's not the real one. But the real one is out there. He's actually tweeting.
When we were in Cancun, I took a picture.
It was the morning after our wedding.
It was the morning after our wedding. I took a picture of a waffle on top of a pancake.
Okay.
And I was getting ready to tweet it out, right? Like life hack, you know, waffle on top of a pancake, never been done before. I was getting ready to do that. And Kay looks at me and she goes, "If you fucking tweet out a picture of a waffle on top of a pancake before you tweet out a picture from our wedding, we're gonna..." And then I immediately tweeted,
I legitimately think we need counseling.
We just got married. We already
everything we've talked about has been you chopping my head off.
Yeah.
Or,
well, I don't really want to chop your head off. That was a joke at OJ's expense because he, you know, he killed his wife. But you were right about the, there is not a reason that I should have tweeted a picture of a waffle on top of a pancake before I posted a picture of my beautiful bride, which, you know.
Katie posted some really beautiful pictures today from the night before the wedding. You got to make it shareable so I can.
Do you know somebody? Okay. Do you know somebody crashed that party?
Oh my God! Yes, can I awesome. Show you this picture?
Yeah, and they're also weird looking, which I like.
They look
it was
like
a good party to crash.
They look like trashy landlord Dave and his girlfriend.
Are you sure it isn't
like a trashy version
like
of them?
Like a trashy version.
By
of
the
them.
Way, OJ's following NFL, PGA Tour, Buffalo Bills, USC football, the Heisman Trophy, Justin Simpson. I assume that's his son, Malcolm Laverne, a lawyer.
Good idea.
Robbie, I've said this to you. This is two random people who crashed our private party.
Yeah, we don't know those people. We don't
and
know.
And they're hammered.
You know, good for them, right? There's a lot of food left, right?
I guess, but...
Did it bother you that they crashed or did
no,
you kind of
really
like it?
I don't even really remember it that much. But, I mean, yeah, there's some pictures on there where we look all like cute and romantic and stuff, but that's not how we are. So it's kind of weird to look at.
We can be romantic sometimes.
No, we are. You are not. You're one of the least romantic people. Why are you sad? That's a fact.
What do you mean? I'm.
What's something romantic you've done?
I don't know. I like to hold you at night.
What's something romantic you've done?
Holding someone at night isn't romantic.
That's not romantic.
That proposal was pretty romantic.
That proposal was romantic.
That is the last romantic thing you've done.
That was the most important time.
What
to be
about
romantic.
When I told our neighbors we loved that the gift they got us was too small? Was
I also
romantic?
Think Robbie did a lot of work in that proposal.
No, he did, yes. But at least I gave him all the pictures.
The most romantic thing Joe's
no,
done.
You
Robbie
asked
did.
For all the pictures. You didn't have all the
no,
pictures.
No, all those pictures were mine.
Okay.
I'm seriously. Every one of those pictures are mine. There might have
are
been
you
like
Maisie a Caucasian yeah. says the most romantic thing Joe's ever done is wash his dick in the sink.
You gonna wash your dick on that small cutting board?
No,
I
love that
more
cutting
romantic,
board.
You or Robbie?
Robbie's making mixtapes.
Yeah,
but Robbie is always in new relationships, so that you
it's
know what I mean.
Then,
yeah, it's easier.
Actually,
then.
Back in December, you did send me flowers, and they were very pretty.
What are you going to do on 5/2/20, the anniversary yeah, of your...
The person who owned this ring.
Exactly.
No, I was telling you weren't in here, but I was telling them, Uncle Mike agreed to buff it out and put something else in there, but now I can't talk
to
him.
It's never going to happen.
No, I can't talk to him because he's trying to
sue.
Yeah,
but you're not going to go somewhere and get that done.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
You have to.
No, I am going to do it.
Okay.
You think I'm just going to leave this other date in there? I've already talked to the person who's going to do it.
You can't leave it there. That's just weird.
Yeah, I can't just have it. Okay. But the reason I can't go to Uncle Mike right away is till he starts calming down about suing the travel agent.
Okay.
So as soon as that's over with.
Why don't you write something romantic on the inside of that ring? Get something new in there that's romantic.
All right, I'll do it.
What are you going to write?
Well, I don't know. You give it some time. Yeah.
Yeah, let him think about it.
Yeah, good idea. Let Joe come up with something to put inside of his ring.
Why don't you put OJ's Twitter handle?
No, I would. You think I'd put a joke inside the ring? I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
You'd put I love Oscar.
Well, that's not a joke. I do fucking
that's
love
funny
Oscar.
That on your wedding ring, it's something about your wife. That would be a joke.
It would be, but I wouldn't do
that.
Right. I might put it on the outside of
the ring. That's fair. I want to go back. A-list actors. So Jeff Goldblum, I think we decided no. You're wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go down the list.
I might be wrong about that.
Are we still going to defend this?
No.
You know what? And this is the real reason you want it, because your girlfriend in college went on to date Jeff Goldblum. It makes you look better if he's an A-list.
I agreed. That's 100% true. He probably isn't an A-lister, but will you at least, Katie's not going to like this because I always give a qualifier. But will you at least give me that his trajectory is moving upward right
now?
It's
still possible, yes.
So it's still possible that he is back in the limelight again.
All right. Steve Winwood would say. A-lister. No. John Goodman.
I think he's an A-lister.
I say yes.
Okay.
Robbie?
I'm sorry. I was looking up ring engravings.
Question. John Goodman, A-lister.
Don't give him hints, Robbie.
Right now, I think John Goodman is probably an A-lister.
All these questions are right now.
Hey, real quick, before you go on, Matt Colby says, engrave this, I'm right if I acknowledge first I'm wrong.
Correct.
That is romantic.
Hey, you know what? You can go ahead and put that in there. If you get that engraved in there, I am totally fine with that. I am totally fine with that.
It's too long.
It's pretty funny.
I might get it tattooed on myself.
But it is the most accurate statement for Joe.
He actually put my name and then the year that it was said.
Is Matt Colby now our chat all-star? Is he our number one chat
person?
Yeah,
he's really been. Yeah, because Mac Bergson isn't in here enough to.
Well, he's in Japan right now or something. South Korea.
Well, demo arigato. Yeah.
All right, so John Goodman, yes. Emma Stone.
Yeah, yes. Emma Stone is 100%.
Okay.
Yes. Agreed. Yes.
100%. That's easy.
Yeah.
All right.
Give us something harder, Rob.
Okay. Is Roger Federer
the winningest tennis player in history?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, no. He is.
Current? I thought we were talking about currently.
Today. We're all talking about right
not.
Today.
I guess
in my opinion, if I walk through the halls at work and I ask the young kids and the older people if they know who this person is, and if they immediately know who they are, I think they're probably an A-lister.
Well, they should know where you work. I mean, you do sports apparel.
Is Jack Nicklaus an A-lister? I guess he's not. All right.
No, but Arnold Palmer would.
But
would
Jack
if he
Nicholson
was alive.
Is.
Nicholson 100% yes. Is an A-lister. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Is Michael Rapaport?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Is Chris Rock?
Yes.
Yeah, he's right there. He's right.
He could go both at this point. He was, for sure.
Yeah. Bill Burr.
Bill Burr's not.
No.
I agree. No. Louis C.K.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, although...
Still A-lister.
I think he is.
Well, if we're... Depends on how... If we're defining it in Robbie's way, he's not allowed to go to any parties.
Well, that's not true, because other celebrities have supported him. It's some of the audience that hasn't.
Rob Riggle.
He's not.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a guy,
you would
who
know him if you saw him.
In The Hangover, he's the cop that shot, that gave the taser to the kid to shoot Zach Galifianakis in the head.
Oh, the guy who does the POW or whatever.
Yeah, and he's the KF. He was Colonel Sanders recently.
He was the boyfriend of Elaine in...
Not Putty.
No, you're thinking of Putty. It's a different actor.
Oh. They look similar, though. Putty is not.
Putty's not, but...
Do they look similar? Is that...
Hey, Seth MacFarlane is. Do you agree he's an A-lister?
That's a tough one.
What do you think?
I do. I just think he's got his hands in a lot of A-list things.
He's a very powerful player in Hollywood, so he might be A-list.
Like Judd Apatow could walk down the street, 99% of people would know who he is. He's an A-lister.
He's an A-lister, though.
He is.
Yes. You might have to explain who he is to people, but once you do, people will know who he is.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, yes. Yes.
What about Judd Apatow's wife? Is she an A-lister?
No, I do like her, though.
I think she might be.
I can't think of her name.
That's a bad sign. Yeah. I can't think of her name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's
Leslie
Mann.
Leslie Mann. She's in everything.
Yeah, I mean, she's
pretty formidable when it comes to making movies. I think
she's high up there on the B-list.
Got a good track record. I think she's probably A-list.
What about Kristen Wiig?
Yeah, she's A-list easily.
No. What about Bill?
No, not anymore.
Bill Hader? Man.
No.
Yeah, he's probably not.
I think Kristen Wiig is bigger than Bill Hader.
Well,
Kate McKinnon?
Kate McKinnon is, I think.
I think she
right
is
now. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
She's also Melissa, in that new movie, right?
Yeah, with the Beatles one. Yeah. Melissa McCarthy, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Axl Rose.
Yes. Axl Rose is an A-lister.
Slash.
Yes.
No.
You're out of your fucking mind if you don't think
if
Slash.
Axl is and Slash is
100% is an A-lister.
Okay.
Okay, if you're dressing up as them for Halloween, they're probably an A-lister. People dress up for them all the time in Halloween,
Dave Grohl?
Yes.
Dave, man. I mean, he?
He's a front man for the biggest rock and
roll.
He
doesn't want to be an A-lister.
Well, maybe not, but I don't know if he has a choice.
But what I mean is he doesn't put himself, like Jack
all
Black is an A-lister.
Yes.
All doors are open for him. Dave Grohl.
Anyone in Metallica?
Hetfield and probably Lars Ulrich, they probably are, but...
Jonah Hill, A-lister.
Yes.
What about the other guy in Superbad?
Marco Serra?
I think he is.
He's close, but I don't think he is either. He's close.
Not right now, he's not.
He's close.
I think he is.
I mean, you can make it... I mean, the more we talk about it, the more I realize Goldblum's not an A-lister.
Right.
But Sarah's a guy who's, you know.
What about Bobby Flay?
Yes. In the food world especially. If you're a foodie, he's an A-lister.
Yeah. Hey, is Guy Fieri an A-lister?
Every damn cooking show.
Guy's bigger.
Guy Fieri is.
Yes.
Guy is bigger.
God, he's so horrible, too.
I like Guy.
You do?
I know. I think
Flavortown?
No, I think it knows its shtick, but I don't think he takes himself too seriously.
No, he's clearly not taking himself seriously wearing those shirts and having that hair.
No, he knows that. By the way, he probably doesn't even like his hair or his shirts. He knows that's how he's going to make money, so he just does it.
Have you ever seen that where they superimpose regular hair onto him? He looks like your, Uncle John or whatever. It's ridiculous looking. What about that lady with the white hair? You know what I'm talking about?
No, she's
What's
not.
Her name?
I don't even know.
Betty White?
No, the one.
Yes, Betty
the cooking,
White, yes.
Crazy haired cooking
the
person.
The lady who has crazy hair.
And worst cooks in America.
Oh,
girl.
No.
It sticks straight up.
Burrell?
Is that her name?
No.
Yeah, no. No.
By the way, I could do this all day.
Giada, so could I.
This is what we do all day, by the way. You don't think we do this. By the way, we'll probably do this after the show for an hour, so.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I have a question for you, Rob. Maybe it's not for the year. How come you never stay in Winchester? It's so much fun. We've done it now, like 7 times? You always leave. But it's so much fun to stay and play Quiplash.
Is it because you're used to driving late and you might as well just drive home? That's what I think it is.
Well, how many times have you stayed?
Every time, except for like one.
I think you've only stayed like 3 times.
No, right? No. We've definitely stayed more than that. Yeah.
Okay. Let me think back. I feel like I've had reasons a lot of the times.
What's your reason this time?
If I stay, I want to just hang out downtown and drink, and that's no one's doing that. So that defeats the purpose.
I can't imagine it being more fun than playing Quiplash.
I'm not lying to you.
It's the most fun I have all month.
Yeah, if I could name 5 times in the last year that I've laughed so hard, 2 of the 5 are playing Quiplash in Winchester.
Probably more than that.
Yeah.
I'm literally, sometimes I'll start laughing. I can't say I can't read the answer.
No, the only time I really, really played it was in Syracuse after we did a show, Murder Mystery.
What if we make sure
Tommy
there's alcohol
and Sean
there?
There's
always alcohol there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, I don't know if Tawana's coming, so that complicates things.
So if she comes, are you more likely to stay or less?
I mean, I'm probably unlikely to stay either way.
That's all I know. What is it about you? What is it?
Well, I'd just rather go home and sleep in my own bed.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, if I'm staying, I'm not going to just sit in a room.
All right. Back to A-listers.
I mean, there's no real reason. Oh, I also don't like to spend money when I'm making money. And it cuts into my profit.
You're right, but we were talking about this. Mm-hmm. So I think about my friend group. Mm-hmm. You know, Eric and Tommy, I might not be friends with those guys if it wasn't for the Mermister. I might not know them. I don't do enough stand-up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if you told me it was going to cost $50 to play that game, I would pay it every time. Yeah. And that's exactly what it costs. So
yeah. And so, I think about but forget all the success of the murder mystery. Right. You know, Sean Gabbert, we reconnected with him because of the murder mystery. I don't know if I'd be talking to Sean right now.
No, you're right.
And I love that opportunity to hang out with those guys and laugh that hard, if that makes sense.
No, it is a good time. It's just, maybe it's just muscle memory or whatever. After a show, I'm conditioned to go out, go in a room and do something. So it's just sort of that's how I think. Or
I mean, we're up
if
to
I'm
like
that
3
close,
a.m.
I'm also drive at night a lot, and this
well, that's
isn't
what
even
I figured.
Late.
Is like you're used to being fine with just driving because it's only like an hour and 40 minutes, 2 hours.
Yeah, it's really nothing. It's not. We don't get out of there that. I mean, we're done by like 11 o'clock.
But I'm exhausted after those things.
After playing Quiplash.
Well, no, after the shows, and then all I want to do is go back, and then when I'm playing Quiplash, I never want to stop playing Quiplash.
We're in bed. By the way, I don't stay up past basically 9:30.
It's like six of us in a hotel room, in sweats, drinking, eating junk food, playing Quiplash till 3.
I don't.
Yeah, that's the latest I stay up is when we play Quiplash.
We never have sex. When we're at Winchester.
No.
Never.
No.
Really? You don't, when you have Eric and Justin in your room, you don't bang?
That's true.
Isn't that weird?
We've never had sex in Winchester.
Hey, we can go back to eight listeners a minute. Can I?
I think we can move on.
Yeah, let me.
I just want to do it every week. We'll just have
everyone submit your, everyone can submit 5 people for us to tell you whether or not they're an A-lister.
There you go. So, last week, I told a story about when I was getting ready to get married. I said it was about 120 seconds before I got married. Now, we started revisiting it.
With the Gramps and the...
I'm going to get there. So, mm-hmm. So I know this. Gramps was sitting in the second row. I said, why are you in the second row? That's ridiculous. I moved Gramps to the front row. Robbie wasn't in his seat because he was going to get my father's wife, aunt mom, to go seat her. Mm-hmm. And she was one of, what, 3 people, Katie, being seated? And then Katie walks out. Or the 2 bridesmaids walks out and Katie walks out. So maybe it wasn't 120 seconds. It could have been 180 seconds, but it was extremely close.
You also don't know. It's like there's a timer. You know it's happening soon.
Yeah, very, very soon. And my father had a washcloth in his hand that they gave him to cool down. And he said to me, as I was standing there in my suit, getting ready to be married, where do I put this? Okay. So then my dad says to me, he sends me an email, a text. And he goes, hey, that never happened. Okay. So now it's just me and my dad. And I'm like, no, it happened, Dad. And he goes, nope, your memory's worse than mine, he says. So I'm like, well, maybe I imagine that. So I text Rob. I said, hey, Rob, did this happen? He goes, yeah. Rob remembered it happening.
Yeah, it was right there, yes.
And then I text Robbie, and I go, hey, Robbie. And I told him that story. And Robbie asked his girlfriend, and she goes, yeah, I remember it too. Everybody remembers him doing it.
Her words were, that absolutely happened.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay. So that made me feel a little bit better. It's like, am I going the crazy?
Gramps was hot. You can't remember things. I want to know, Katie, if you, when you, because you walk up the steps, then you sort of turn the corner. If you, as you're walking down the aisle, the first thing you see is Joe facing Gramps. I mean, that's changing your mood a little bit.
Yeah, it is. Although I will say you both were turned around for far too long.
I've never heard of turning around. I didn't know why they told me to do that.
I think they just meant for like when I was coming around the corner, but you guys were turned around for...
I felt like an idiot.
Well, I thought when you came around the corner, that's when I would see you. I don't know why I had to turn around and see you.
I think they wanted your reaction and they wanted it to be when we were close enough where you could see me, but nobody told you to turn back around, so you just kept standing there.
You should have been turned around. I should have been facing. I could have told you.
Should we turn around? Yeah. I was literally talking to him like, this is weird. And I guess it probably would have been better. What would have been weirder? You walking down the aisle, I'm to face the other way. Or you're walking down the aisle and I'm over talking to a waiter giving him a washcloth. Which one is weirder?
Yeah, a washcloth is weirder.
I definitely think. Is Gramps in chat? Is he defending himself?
No. He said he remembered. He's saying this part I remember. I'm not sure which part we were describing that he remembers. Maybe it's me moving him to the front row.
Maybe.
And then he doesn't remember saying, what do I do with this washcloth? So
I had a phone conversation with him.
About the washcloth?
About an entirely different topic.
Okay.
And I could feel him. He was winding up. He was going to start talking about the washcloth. I could feel it. And I said, Dad, don't even start. We have two independent witnesses. He goes, who? I told him he was all deflated.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. By the way, I swear I've been in a situation where other people remember something differently than I do. And I'm like, I know I didn't do that. I know I did. But that's happened to me before where I just have forgotten that I tried to give my son a washcloth as he was about to be married.
Yes, I told you when you got the cutting board that you hurt her feelings and you said you didn't and I said that you did and it turns out you were wrong.
Yeah. Why don't you give your neighbors some new washcloths with their names embroidered on them?
Well, I love them very much, so I definitely don't want to hurt my neighbor's feelings, but... You know, I love that Devin at least can joke about it, so that makes me feel more comfortable.
Did you cry when you saw me?
Yeah, I did. Why?
I just wonder if they got a picture of it.
Mm. I wouldn't say I cried. I got myself a little, you know, worked up.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't see any tears. Sorry.
I was expecting more. Yeah,
hey, I'm a romantic, so that's why.
Let's take a break. Be right back. Robin Joshua.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob looped... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
Coors Light Last Call. Here's Joe Robinson, live from Mothers.
So our dear friend Chris Restivo, he's always... Facebook messaging me. He calls me on Facebook Messenger. I never answer. But he leaves these messages, and he left some drops for us to play on the show. And you know, it's actually some of his best work. I think the second one was the best one. Robbie, can we cue that up?
So you have it ready to be played?
I want to give a special shout out to the Robin Joe Show. Being on the show has been a wonderful experience. Great people, wonderful people. I also want to give a huge congratulations to Joe and Katie and wish them a happy marriage. I have to go, though, because I have to make an appearance at a club in 20 minutes with Jose, Jack, and Johnny Walker. Only one of them is Mexican, by the way, and he's legal. But I'd rather be balls deep in a room of whores right now and higher than Cypress Hill at the BET Awards to record this drop. Cheers to the listeners and fans. And Tom Myers, go fuck yourself.
It sounds like Restivo. Actually, no, it doesn't. It's actually better than J.L. Covan's.
Is that the best Trump you've ever heard?
It's the best I've ever heard. SNL, give him.
How about the Cypress Hill BET Awards reference? How is that?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
Hey, me and Eric. I sent it to Eric. He goes, you know, I laughed out loud. It's his best work.
I am not a Chris Restivo fan. I thought that was pretty fucking good.
It's the best I've ever heard.
Yes, it is.
Nah, I'm just trying to troll J.L. Covan because I know he's listening.
Watch out, J.L., because that shit was... That was tight.
Hey, yeah. He's getting some love in chat. Amazing Caucasian. Good impersonation. Yeah, all right. Matt Colby says, accurate. Nice.
Well done, Chris.
What else you got? What's the other impersonation?
Well, there's the first one he did, and you want to. It's the same impression. It's just
Trump. It's still Trump. Never mind. Then, just,
he didn't nail it as well.
But he laughs at himself at the end, which kind of ruins the whole thing.
Yeah, but he also in the text when he messaged me, he said that he screwed up the first one, so he didn't claim it to be great.
Pretty good.
Oh, he knew the first one was wrong. Okay.
Exactly. So he owned up. But he really is very self aware that Chris Restivo.
Chris and I have been messaging back and forth. I am attempting to buy a five-plated clothing. This one, the one that's
the ugliest shirt I've ever seen.
So it's the one that couldn't. It's physically impossible to make it. And Robbie, maybe you could tweet it out. I don't know. But I said, hey, I want to see if he can make this shirt.
Yeah.
Do you know how much it costs, did I tell you?
I think it was like $30.
$30?
Yes.
Why is that your background? So, we just got fucking married, and Chris Receiver's t-shirt graphic is your goddamn background?
I'll change it to you. But anyway, so I ordered this shirt.
I'd rather you do the waffle pancake picture than that.
I love this. By the way, if I get this t-shirt, I'm wearing it. But I ordered an XL because...
You got to go large, extra... Or small,
the one you got
size
me.
Size up, yeah.
But who knows? It's not like he's got a t-shirt. Like, she just gets a random t-shirt. Yeah. It's not like he has some
company. Why don't you buy your own shirt and give it to him?
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Then you have to go see him.
Yeah. Why don't you buy your neighbors two t-shirts, five-plated t-shirts?
No.
Never estimated?
Don't do that to them.
They'll probably say it's too small. I need a bigger
too
size.
Too bad you estimated the size of that cutting board.
So I told Chris, I said, hey, I'll Venmo you the money. Because clearly he probably needs the money to buy the t-shirt and then he can make it or whatever. Yeah. But he said, here's what he said. Let me read it to you. He said, I said, I'll Venmo you the money. And he said, well, you want to guess what he said?
I think I know what he said. You texted us. It's pretty funny.
He said, what's Venmo? He's not familiar.
A real businessman here.
But then he said, my ink is coming in the mail so I can make them. I'm going to get in one. I'll inform you when I get you. I think I know what it means.
There's about 12 different colors in that shirt.
Ink.
It seems like a very expensive shirt.
I don't understand. He's like, what do you mean ink? Is he like screen printing these?
Yeah.
No, he cannot be.
It's not what he's doing. Like, what do you know?
I mean, I'm not exaggerating. How many colors are in that?
No,
he's
I
not
said 12.
Doing that.
There's a lot.
There's at least 12 colors in there.
Yeah.
And of course, it's an armadillo dressed up like a superhero. It looks
like a comic book cover.
Comic book cover, and it says,
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
And it says five plated to the rescue. And I promise you, as God is my witness, it will be my most worn t-shirt as long as it fits.
You realize that your wife doesn't want you ever wearing that. And now you're going to wear it as the most you've ever worn.
Look what she's
shirt.
Wearing right now. She buys in.
Well, she's a hot
I'm going
chick.
To bed
she's wearing,
in this.
She's wearing
I'm not
a wolf
wearing
shirt
this out.
That she's going to sleep in.
That's the OG, too, the one she's wearing.
So I did on a bad run of shows here recently where I can't just get a normal show where I have normal sound where I can like have an actual real show. So I got booked to do this USO. I felt kind of bad because Tawana would have liked to have gone, but I didn't pay attention to where it was at until it was too late. It was at this guy, Myron Mixon. He's a barbecue champion, barbecue guy. He's on all these Food Network shows and travel
shows. Is he an
A-lister? He's getting there. He wants to be like Guy. So I've seen him judge Chopped. So we've watched him on TV.
I'm looking him up.
Myron
right now.
Mixon. He's from somewhere, Alabama or something.
Oh, when you put in Myron, it's the first.
Oh, no. He's pretty big deal. So I get the details on this gig, and it's at this restaurant in Alexandria. She texts it to me. I don't even read it. But then I look at it the day of it. It's Myron Mixon. I didn't even know he had a restaurant here. It's Myron Mixon Pitmaster.
Four-time barbecue world champion.
Yes.
He appears as a judge on Destination America. It's a reality television show. I'm sorry. Judge on Destination America reality television show Barbecue Pitmasters. Sorry,
go ahead. So it's his restaurant, and they're having this USO fundraiser thing. And I'm supposed to like just walk around and just be funny to people and just make sure they're having a good time.
Oh, that sounds like
hell.
And
then do like 10, 15 minutes of comedy. But it pays really well, so what am I going to say now?
Right.
So I get there, and I'm like, well, this is not a situation that I'm going to be able to do well.
Did he book through the improv?
No, it was a friend of mine, this girl promoter, Charmel.
Okay.
And so I'm like, this is not a situation where they're all talking, have a good time. They're passing out this free food. Pork rinds are coming on trays. It was really kind of funny. So Dave Johnson is the MC of this. He's the play-by-play radio guy for the Wizards.
Okay.
Among other things. Peter Bondra's there.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, former Capitals great. Two guys from the Washington Valor. That's the...
Oh, that's... I know. The, what's that, arena football
or
whatever?
Yeah, the one guy. You're like, that guy's not in the pros? He's incredibly jacked. It's like, how are you not... There's so, there's another level above what you're playing, but whatever. So...
And but, now, hold on. You're supposed to walk around to the tables and be like, hey.
Yeah.
And make them laugh.
And I'm realizing that's stupid. They're all talking to each other. Why would I interrupt?
God, that sounds like hell.
So I don't do that, obviously.
Do they realize how fucking hard that is? I guess not, right?
So I meet the girl who's like this big USO person. She's this woman. She's been doing it for like 50 years. I mean, she did it with Bob Hope. She's super funny and charismatic and just, you know, adorable old lady. And so we're hitting it off. So that's good. She likes me. That's important. But there's no microphone. So I'm like, thank God. Cause I can get out of the comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not going to believe that comedy won't work here. But if there's no mic, that makes sense to them.
And you can say, sorry, it's not going to work without a mic.
So I say, you know what? What if I just do some trivia? So they're like, okay, they don't care. So now I'm like, we'll have to come up with trivia. So I'm like, I'm going to do trivia about Dave Johnson, about, because it's Giant Foods. The president of Giant Foods is there.
O'Donnell Matthews?
No. shut the hell up. Okay. So, Myron Mixon trivia, Washington Valor trivia, USO trivia. Right. So, but I don't know any trivia, so I'm just going on my phone. Right. Dave Johnson's like, hey, do you want to just, we're over here eating? And I'm like, no, I just promised I was going to do trivia. I have no questions written.
So you could have hung out with Dave Johnson, but instead you're on your phone.
Right. And it looks like I'm on my phone not doing what I'm supposed to do, which is mingle.
Writing out Washington Valor trivia.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
So I find this USO page, and I guess on my phone, the answers won't come up. You have to be on a desktop or something. It's just giving me the questions, not the answers. So I go to the woman who's been doing it for 50 years. Well, she'll know. Doesn't know any of the answers. I'm like, okay.
And you don't know me either.
Of course not.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, finally, you know, I do this thing and I bring up the Washington Valor player, this other woman, this guy that works for Giant. He's got his Giant hat on. And it's so weird to some other girl. And I'm like, what's USO stand for? When did it start? Myron Mixon's won how many world titles? You know, the Washington Valor, who do they defeat in this? And it's, why am I here? Right. At the end, the tiebreaker, I pull up the ad from the Giant fucking periodical. How much is sockeye salmon per pound? This is so ridiculous.
Now, are people like, fuck this guy? Are they not paying attention?
No, they're paying as much attention as possible. And at the end, I said something sweet about doing, you know, all these gigs in the military and how important and great it was and all that stuff. So
give it up for the troops.
Exactly.
Oh,
but
man.
They paid me a pretty good amount of money. I was like, there's no reason for me to be here.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before. It's not like it has nothing to do with you being hard up for cash, but this is your career.
Well, I am hard up for cash.
Well, whatever. But this is your career.
Yes.
For me,
it's also a good network.
I would never do that because I know no matter what they pay, well, obviously there is an amount of money that they give me.
Well, I didn't know at the time that it was going to be like that.
So you thought it was stand-up?
No, I knew it was stand-up. I didn't care about the mingle part. I knew that doesn't matter. I just won't do that. I'll glad hand and meet the right people, and I'm not going to make a conscious effort to just interrupt people's conversations. Hey, I'm funny. But I figured that it would be set up so that it would be stand-up would be possible. A stage, a mic, things like that.
Can I tell you who would have done a better job than you?
Justin.
Well,
Tom, Eric,
Michael Chamberlain.
Yeah, doing magic. Yeah.
Yeah. If he would have been walking around and, you know,
they should have got a magician
pulling coins.
Mingle magic.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. So I met Myron Mixon, though. He was super cool. Got a picture. Then I met Peter Bondra. And if you don't know about Peter Bondra, he's scored 503 goals.
Oh, yeah. No, he's one of the great. Is he a Hall of Famer?
He's got to be. So I did Peter Bondra trivia, you know, and I go up to him and I introduce myself and I said that I worked for the Caps. And it turns out that's when he was playing, and we took a picture, and he acted like he remembered me, which I don't think he did, because he goes, oh, you look a lot better than, you've aged better than I have.
Meanwhile, you have it.
Meanwhile, he looks like he has 0% body fat. I mean, he looks like he's just in perfect shape. And I said, yeah, you scored 503 goals. And he was like, oh, I don't even know. He was very, like,
humble.
Shucks. He's like,
right.
Some of those were in warm-ups. They don't count. And I'm like, he has to know. If you score 503, you know exactly how many you score. Because you were counting, you were waiting for 500.
So I don't believe Bondra is a Hall of Famer.
Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah, he had a long-ass career, though. Yeah, it says... he does have a gold medal in the world champion.
Okay.
You know, here's what's weird. In 2002, he has a gold medal in the hockey world championship for Sweden. And then in 2003, he won a bronze with Finland. That's not how it works.
I don't know how that works. Yeah. How old is he?
He's my age.
He looks better, Joe.
He was born the exact same year I was.
Let me put it this way. If he was with Katie, no one would bat an eye.
Yeah, I was going to say, is his wife as hot as Katie?
He was there by himself. I don't know if he was on the prowl, but he was dressed like it was a $500 outfit.
Let's see. Hey, it doesn't say. He met his wife. Oh, he is married.
Okay.
Yeah, he met his wife in Czechoslovakia when he was 16. Oh, no, if he's married to the same woman he met when he was 16, she's not anywhere near as hot as Katie.
Nope.
Sorry, Peter.
Sorry. Nope.
By the way, it's
all good. It's
so I do want to say this. I want to make a little quick pitch for Patreon. I have a fucking story that I can't tell.
I don't even know
on this, and it is just such a fucking just a cherry on top of. So if you're not a Patreon, hey, the next step. By the last episode was also great. We did a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
It'll be out in the morning. That one.
We had some behind the scenes wedding stuff.
I have a behind-the-scenes story that I'm going to tell that is just so fucking excellent. So the not this one that's coming out, which is also great, but the next one that's coming out, I have a story that I'm going to tell that's what's the word I'm looking for?
A real humdinger?
That's correct.
A barn burner?
It is a humdinger. That is a fact.
What do you prefer, a barn burner or a humdinger?
Oh, for what I was saying, a barn burner doesn't mean the same thing as a humdinger means.
You don't?
I don't think so.
I think it does.
Hmm.
What do you think, Robbie? You know about words.
They're similar, but not exactly the same.
Okay. What would be the closest to a humdinger?
A hootenanny? No.
A hootenanny's good.
Hey, I was in Five Below yesterday, okay? And
that's a barn burner.
My sister Lori, she's literally the nicest person in the world. I want to show you. No, that's Robin. It's the hilarious.
Sorry.
Lori's also
that's
funny,
right.
But Robin is the one that that was so funny.
Both hilarious.
But I got to find this text I sent to her. I saw in Five Below this, which is this thing you put in the bathtub, and it turns your bathtub into gel. So you can imagine taking a bath.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, instead of
poisonous
getting yourself clean, all of a sudden the water's thick and you're in a bunch of Play-Doh, basically, right? So I saw this and it's like, what the fuck is this, right? So I send it to her and I go, hey, I got a great gift for the girls. And I sent this to her. Clearly a joke.
Yeah.
She's like, so fun. They'll love it. She's so nice. She's like, I'm never letting them use this, but I'm going to be nice to my brother. And then I had to.
Yeah, that's a mom's worst nightmare.
Look at this. Turns your bath water into glittery goo. I mean, what the fuck could you possibly? Who would buy this?
Glittery goo.
To raise a stripper.
It's called Glitter Getty Bath, BAFF.
Did you buy it?
No, I actually didn't.
Buy it because we want to get a picture of Eric in a bath with that.
How much? And that's the other thing. I mean, what do you do? Do you pour this thing into a bathtub and then next thing you know, the whole bathtub
Guys,
is filled with Jell-O, basically?
Robbie.
Please, when you're in Winchester in the hotel, please put that in the bathtub with Eric.
Well, that's what Eric would have done in Atlantic City. Should have put that in Gary's shower bath. Just put the gel glitter.
Robbie, I just sent you a picture. I got to go back to Five Below. By the way, there was...
You didn't buy it? What's wrong with you?
It's probably $5. But no kidding, it's at Five Below. Who's going to buy that?
Well, now we have to buy it.
The first thing you think is it's going
to... Give it to your neighbors.
Yeah. They'd be like, it's kind of a big package.
Robbie, anything on your end?
Nah, I'm good.
Good times. Anyway, this Saturday, back in Winchester, where everyone spends the night but me, Sing for Your Life. Two shows, 7 and 9:30.
Real quick, if you're a fan of the Robin Joe Show, you're also a fan of Blunt Questions.
Mm-hmm.
And Blunt Questions, I believe, is no more, correct?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
I thought you saw that.
When I fall behind, I don't really catch up.
God, I know. It's going to be a while for me. I'm going to try to scroll through real quick to see if I can find it. But blunt question.
I thought that funny line that we should add a blunt answer is a dueling podcast.
I believe they're saying is that they're going to branch off into two separate podcasts, Joe.
Oh, I thought that they canceled it and they were rebranding it. As a matter of fact, I think I got it right here. As a matter of fact, I do. Here we go.
Tell me what you think.
Anyone who was following the Blunt Pet Questions podcast, that's me, by the way, we rebranded and moved all, I see what you're saying, motivational/business-related work over to another brand, Limitless Living. So you might be right. They might now have two shitty podcast instead of just one. It says podcast is still alive and strong, but you got to check it out on Instagram. It's a little too ruthless for the Facebook crowd. Not really ruthless. Can follow.
And so I think what they're saying is they don't have a Facebook for Blunt Questions anymore. That's devoted to this new thing.
Oh, thank
God. And
then
you got to go look for Blunt Questions somewhere else.
Well, I listen to every episode of Blunt Questions. You can follow Limitless Living at, let me give you this in case you want to follow it, LimitlessLiv.com.
I'm okay.
Will you listen to both shows now, Joe?
God, it's tough to listen to one, man. It's hard to get through it. Really. Anyway, and at the same thing on Instagram, blogs will continue. It couldn't be harder to fucking.
Is Blunt Questions an A-list podcast?
It is if not. Anyway, so now you can listen to two podcasts from these guys who do Blunt Questions. The next one is Limitless Living. So all their stuff that's too ruthless, I guess, stays on Blunt Questions. And then all the stuff that's motivational and business related will now be on Limitless. God, Blunt Questions is so tough to get through. Can you imagine? Now they're not even joking around. They're just talking about.
Now I'm going to listen.
There's reading fortune cookies and Tony Robbins quotes.
Adam Lambert, A-lister?
No.
All right.
He was, by the way, when American Idol, the season he was on, he was an A-lister.
Paula Abdul?
She's not.
Randy Jackson?
He's not.
Simon Cowell?
He was, but
no,
I don't
he's
think,
on America's Got Talent.
Yeah, but do people watch those shows anymore?
That's a huge show.
It is?
In
the summer, it's still pretty big, but he's not an A-lister anymore.
Yes, he is an A-lister.
I know Gramps watches it.
Blake Shelton?
He is. And yes. Adam Levine is, too.
Yes. Is Floyd Mayweather? Gotta be.
That's tough because he was the highest paid athlete like last year.
Yeah.
In the world. I think he fought one time.
Yeah.
I guess he's gotta be an A-lister, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. All right. He's a dick.
Yes.
Matt Colby has an engravement idea, Limitless Living.
And on that note, Matt Colby, A-lister in the chat tonight. hey, I'll be on 98 Rock tomorrow. It'll be too late for you to hear it, but hey, you would have enjoyed it. Later.
Later. I didn't tell him I'd be on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Keep that in.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.